I heard you guys jumped out 22-0 early on, and it sounds like you guys cruised from there. Talk about, you know, how, talk about the game.
Yeah, we really came out of the gate. Special teams, we kicked off to them and pinned them down on their own nine, and defensive, our defense held them to a three down. Defense played tremendous tonight. Young kids gave up a touchdown at the end, but our ones played awesome. Then we went on offense. We didn't punt tonight. We were able to, you know, convert on third down quite a bit, and you know, that's a key, obviously, to us driving the ball. That's what we want to do. We're not really a big play offense, and that's okay. You know, we got yards and you know, steady pace tonight, and that's good. Our quarterback, Andrew Stevens, I can't say enough about that kid, and the kid on a lot of people's radars, but he had 19 carries for 158 yards tonight. I think he had 130 of that in the first half. He was just a really good player. But our offensive line, you know, we preached all week that whenever you play Lexington, it's going to be a physical game, very physical game. And what they do, what we do, it matches up pretty well. And it's always going to be kind of a slobber knocker sort of a game. And our kids really embraced that this week. They played really fast and really physical up front. And it ended up being the difference maker in this game.
Yeah, and if you didn't have to punt, that means you're scoring every time or turning the ball over. So hopefully you guys limit the turnovers tonight. And, you know, Lexington kind of runs that single wing or variation of it. You know, what did you do? You said last week that you were familiar with what Lexington has done because it's like you guys play them every year. But what did you do in practice this week to help prepare for that? Because there's so much misdirection if the kids don't have their eyes in the right place.
Well, you know, it's actually kind of becoming a familiarity, like you said. You know, we've seen that single wing, and Lathrop runs a little bit of that too, and we've seen that. And, you know, you just got to be physical at the point of attack. They're going to throw a lot of bodies in the spot. You got to throw a lot of bodies in the spot. You just got to be, you got to be more physical. And we know that they're going to get yards out of it. And you know, it's kind of a bend but don't break. Get them into third down and medium, third down and long. And if you can, then you got a good chance. We just said we got to get them to pass the ball. And our defensive line, our linebackers, they did a great job tonight. And you know, they had to drop back there and pass it quite a bit. And I know we threw it two times tonight. I think they ended up throwing it 14, I want to say. And that's, you know, that's getting them into that game and getting them into that type of game is what we preached. And I thought our kids did a good job of that tonight.
Did you guys have anyone that stood out for you defensively?
You know, really, our linebackers played really well tonight. We were down. Our Mike backer was a little dinged up and needs another week to get healthy. But a senior for us, Tyler Ross, played really well at linebacker. Another senior, Braden Carpenter, played great tonight at linebacker. But our defensive line, Dylan Larson and Dalton Shanks, right in the middle of that defensive line, were just real physical tonight and took away their interior run game. And that really kind of hamstringed them to what they could do. And we threw linebacker after linebacker and safety. Andrew Stevens, again, at safety tonight, was a hitter for us. He played real physical tonight and read pretty well and played really well on both sides of the ball. Kid's a special athlete, and I know I mention him every week, but that he deserves it. He's a great kid, works super hard in the weight room, and is just the type of kid that you'd be proud to call his son. I know his parents are too.
So, Coach, next week, you guys get the reward of not only making a 2-plus-hour trip up I-29, but you're going to play a pretty good football team next week, the Maryville Spoofhounds. They've dropped down from Class 3 to Class 2. They're the number one seed in the district. You know, obviously they're a great team. You know, have you been able to look at them yet on film, or are you guys more worried about Lexington? What are you going to have to do next week to be able to compete with them?
Looked at them a little bit, looking at them now. I mean, I looked at them a little bit this week, yeah, and then we're going to look at them as they come up. And we know what they do. They do a lot of the same stuff that we do. You know, they run that wing T look like we do. They run a similar defense. We're familiar. And, you know, we played them for years in the regular season, and Coach Webb just does a tremendous job. And we look forward to, you know, diving into them as this weekend goes on and seeing if they're doing stuff different, looking at their defensive fronts. But at the end of the day, we know that they're going to execute tremendously well because they're so well coached, and that's really got to be our thing. We've got to match their level of execution. You know, you can't play sloppy against them because they're going to make you pay everywhere. And I'm sure that they've got dudes all over the field that'll run and make plays. And offensively, we've got to just follow our rules and, you know, do the lost and cardinal things that make us successful. And we can't worry too much about the Spoofhounds. You know, we're still at a point in our season where we got to we got to take care of us, and it's something that we preach this week, and our kids bought into it at practice. And I'm sure they'll have some matchup issues, but we're gonna line up, and we're gonna do the best job we can, and our kids believe in what they're doing, and you know, we just want to have a chance to be there at the end.
Yeah, and that's all you can ask for. You put yourself in a position maybe in the fourth quarter where something good can happen for you. So, Coach, obviously you guys had a great week of practice. You touched on it. If you have another great week of practice, you never know, you know, what can happen in high school football. So, Coach Crawford, we really appreciate you calling in this week. Give us a call next week. You've been a loyal caller this year. And congratulations to the Cardinals tonight on a huge win over Lexington.
Well, thank you, Coach Zell. I appreciate everything you do.
All right, thanks.